Zimbabwe. Very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, December the 8th, 2022. I'm your host, the marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight on Live Talk, we're talking about the World Cup, which has now been dubbed the World Cup of Surprises. We just witnessed Brazil being actually taken out of the World Cup after they went into penalties against Croatia, which now advances. Now we are in the quarterfinals, and this was the first match where we saw Neymar putting up a spectacular goal performance, but this failed to carry his team forward to the semifinals. So they are now packing to go back home. We saw a lot of fans crying in the field, but we saw also some Croatian fans rejoicing following their surprise. But some are saying it's not really a surprise because Croatia has been performing very well in the World Cup. The Netherlands versus Argentina is the next game. All eyes are on Argentinian star Messi, will his nation advance to the next stage of the game? Nasi tirikutarisa zvirikuitika kumakwikwi eFIFA World Cup arikutambwa kuDoha kuQatar. Pari zvino uko chikwata cheMorocco chiri chega chikwata chakakwanisa kupinda mumakota finals chinobva kuAfrica. Nasi Brazil yatamba neCroatia mumutambo wekutanga mumakota finals uyo wapera. Chikwata cheBrazil chachakatarisirwa nevazhinji kuti chichaenderera mberi chichiburitswa mumakwikwi aya neCroatia mushure memapena. Pari zvino chikwata cheNetherlands chichange chiri kutamba nechikwata cheArgentina. Our reporter Ezra Sibanda spoke to a soccer fan in Bulawayo about the World Cup. Let's hear what he had to say.
Aba sponsor kangako imali ziyasilela, uyawazi ibhola is an expensive exercise. Kudingeka imali eziningi, so engubonayo amathimu amaningi e-Afrika kuswelakala imali. Bese kudanisa futhi Sibanda ukuthi kungatholakala khonokho kuyimbijana laba bayiba baphethe bakwezigidi bashe bakuhle bangasaphanga laba abanye abasebenza labo. So kuyenza ukuthi labo nxa bedlala labo badlale bemdambiyana. Kodwa asisebenza kanzima ukuthi i-corruption esebhoreni njani iphele. Ingapheli i-corruption kutholakala i-funding yebhora, hayi lathi siyangena World Cup nje sikijima.
That day was our reporter Ezra Sibanda speaking to a soccer fan in Bulawayo. Our sports reporter Michael Kariati also spoke to soccer fan Teddy Zuwa about the outcome of the World Cup and his views.
Argentina, they are going to be a winner. Both Argentina and Matambra are going to be a Bora, Russia and Mammatis. I think Netherlands no one would give up an Argentina, both Argentina is number.
That there was a report by our reporter Michael Kariati, who was speaking to a soccer fan at Teddy Zuwa, who is putting his money on Argentina. So we'll see what comes out of that match, which is coming up shortly. Let's take a short break and don't go away. We'll be right back. For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming on all this discussion on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. And we're also live on YouTube. And you can also get us on all our platforms. We are now going to take you to a package from VOA, our reporter, who's talking about the cost of tickets and how fans are failing to access those tickets in Qatar for the World Cup.
Hardcore football fans are in Qatar to experience the World Cup firsthand and cheer on their country's team. But many say they're having trouble getting reasonably priced tickets.
For the Argentina-Poland match, they were asking $800 for a ticket FIFA valued at $70.
That's the price a scalper quoted Matias Morosina, who just wanted to see his country's team play. He's not alone. Many football fans say they have been unable to buy tickets on FIFA's official website, even when they are available.
FIFA?
VOA reporters witnessed the problem firsthand, failing after numerous attempts to purchase tickets that were supposedly available. This has forced some fans to go to resale portals. The only authorized ones are on FIFA's own site, but there are others like Ticombo and StubHub International where fans can find tickets, but at a much higher cost. Depending on the match, they could be paying up to $1,000, 6 or 7 times more than the original ticket price. Some are also buying from scalpers, people who buy tickets then resell them at higher prices outside the stadiums. But not only are those more expensive, sometimes those tickets are fake.
I'm an enemy of scalpers and resales, an absolute enemy. Buying from scalpers is exactly what fuels scalping.
FIFA's website only says that last-minute sales of World Cup tickets are processed in real time and are allocated on a first-come, first-served basis. While fans say it's frustrating, many admit they are willing to pay far more than the official price to be able to support their teams.
Definitely, no matter what it takes, we will just pay and just go to support our team and the Arab world.
And high prices won't stop this group of female fans we spoke to after Morocco's win over Canada.
Morocco pay for Morocco. We are very happy to assist in this match.
Even those who manage to buy tickets at official prices will be paying 40% more than 4 years ago at World Cup in Russia, according to a Keller Sports study. The report says these World Cup games in Qatar are the most expensive ever. Jacopo Luzzi, VOA News, Doha, Qatar.
We were hearing there about the exorbitant cost of actually watching the World Cup matches live in Qatar from our VOA correspondent. But I understand we have one of our guests. We have Joseph Mutau of the Zimbabwe Soccer Association. Makadi Pachirongwa. World Cup Brazil ne Croatia. Zimbabwe. Kutombotarisa matimu eko Afrika tukuona kuti kwasara Morocco chete. Murikuona Morocco ichipabuda irapa.
Ya nebora racho matambirwa ari kuitwa inogona kubuta asi iyo Morocco yakazotamisa vanhu veku Afrika zvikuru taitaiwa. Izvo hatina kuwinira Afrika tawinira mara kuti nani Morocco saka vanhu vari kunyunyuta nezvazvo. Ati kuri kutamba hako bhora tirikuona bhora racho rogona kuita zvese zvese.
Maybe if we can just go into English, you were watching the match between Croatia and Brazil. What's your take?
Mati?
Tombotaura nechirungu. How did you, you know, see the match between Brazil and Croatia that just ended, where we saw Brazil being taken out on penalties? What was your view? Where did Brazil go wrong?
Yeah, when it went to extra time and Brazil scored, we thought Brazil was going to win the match. But when they scored, they took a backstage and Croatia came and scored an equalizing goal. Then, you know, when it comes to penalties, it's for any team to take.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how Brazil went home.
Please stay on the line. I understand that we have Alois Bunjira on the line. Hello, Alois, how are you? Welcome to our program.
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. We meet again here. We are talking about the World Cup. We just saw Brazil being taken out of the World Cup by Croatia in penalties. What's your view? What happened in that match?
I thought Brazil didn't respect Croatia to start with. I thought it was an easy game, but Croatia really did well. They really did play well. They were well organized. And they kept possession very well as well. They didn't use it a lot because they knew that losing possession to Brazil was going to be very dangerous. But in the end, I thought Brazil, after this score, that goal through Neymar, they didn't close up the game. They didn't play with discipline to actually maintain that win. I thought they kept on losing the ball. They kept on giving the ball back. Instead of them maintaining possession, they kept on going forward and letting Croatia have the ball. I think at the end, that was actually the disaster that happened to Brazil, because one counter-attack and they got that equalizer. And it was always going to be a lottery for the penalty.
Mm-hmm. And talking about penalties, you've been a player yourself for the national team. How does it feel to be taking that penalty kick when the whole world is watching and they are waiting for, you know, whatever comes out of that kick to make sure whether they go home or stay in the cup?
Yeah, it's pressure, but it's the pressure that these players have lived since they were playing football in primary school. The whole school will be looking at you to do it. To go to high school and play your club football, you know, it's pressure that has been inbuilt. It's inbuilt in you that you know there is pressure out there. So sometimes when you are playing at that stage, you are in some outer ego state where you are block away those thoughts that is the world. You are focused on what is happening on the field. So it just so happens that you keep your focus. But sometimes when you get out of that outer ego for a second or two, that's when you start panicking. But players are actually supposed to focus, you know, to remain in that outer ego state where they are not the big person that is outside. They close out everything else. Even the fans, sometimes when you hear the fans,
mm-hmm.
you know, you only open up a little bit to hear the fans. But when you are on the field, you are like a possessed somebody. We don't even worry about what is happening outside. So at the end of the day, these are professionals. They don't get affected by those kind of situations. The pressure that can actually affect your footballer is when you know that your teammate will miss a penalty and I have to score. That is the pressure that you can actually feel, not from the fans, not from thinking about the world watching. No, the pressure of knowing that if I miss, we lose. You know, that's the pressure. That, or if I score, we stay in the game. So sometimes you see with Croatia, they didn't have much pressure because they kept on scoring. The next person scores again. So that pressure is clear, you know. But otherwise, that's the nature of the game. Football is pressure. Whether you're playing in the first round, semi-final, final, it's always pressure for you to perform. So I think they are professionals, seasoned professionals, that are well used to taking care of that pressure. So in the end, I don't think it was just the technique, not the fear. That caused the Brazilian players to use the penalty.
Mm-hmm. Tombotarisa mutambo uri kuuya tiri kuona kuti Argentina ichange iri kutamba ne mutambo uri kuuya pari zvino. Muri kuona kuti uchafamba sei? Hausi here uri kunyanya kutarisawo zvakare vatambi vava vane unyanzvi?
Yeah, you see, when you look at these players, they always do something special. We saw Neymar scoring a special goal at that time. You know, it almost took Brazil to the semi-final. So when you're looking at the Argentina, there's Lionel Messi. You know, he scored two crucial goals already for Argentina. So obviously, those are the players that you actually look up to for them to do something. But when they do something, you also need the teammates to actually help to defend, help to maintain whatever you've done. So Brazil failed to hold on to that brilliant goal by Neymar. You know, it's very painful to score such a brilliant goal and still go out. So for me, I still think that for Argentina, Lionel Messi is still some kind. You can actually do something, you know, you is the main man. But obviously, the teammates need to play their part and actually help out in whatever it is, whether it's an attack or it's in defense. But when they see, now that they've seen that Brazil were knocked out by Croatia, who are the underdogs, so they are going into this match knowing that it could also happen to them. So they are much aware of that. So I think they'll be more conscious than what Brazil did. Because Brazil, at the beginning, you could tell that they were so comfortable, you know. In the first half, they could actually have gone, come home, to actually score goals. But they were comfortable thinking, I will beat them in the next time. So Argentina now knows that anything is possible in this tournament. So they will be well much aware of that. So I think they won't be as relaxed as Brazil were in this match. So I'm looking at a situation where Argentina are going to be very, very professional about it, very serious, and I don't think they will lose this.
Thank you so much, Alois Ebunjira. They understand that you have another engagement, so if you'd like to excuse yourself, it's fine. I'll take my other guests that are here with us. Tokchingamidzai, Mkoma Tandazani Zimbwa, Makadi Kwa Muruko. Hello, I'm not sure whose line got cut off, but Tandazani, are you still with us? Hello. I think one of our guests got cut off, but we were hearing there from a former Warriors player. Hello.
Hello.
Tandazani muripo ere.
Ndiripo anzwa zvimashora sei.
Aiwa taswera. Tiri kubva kuona zvanga zviri kuitika kumakwikwa ye World Cup. Taona Brazil yambeita kunge ndoi ichaenderera mberi muextra time asitazoona Croatia ichiuyawo ichibva yanwisa chibodzwa tikazoona zvaitika. Imi munoona sei zvatiri kuona zviri kubuda izvi kuWorld Cup?
Ini chandingangotaura ndechekuti vakawanda vakanganwa kuti World Cup yakapfuura ya2018 yanga iri kuRussia. Vakasvika kufinal ndivanani. Tinoona kuti Croatia ndiyo yanga iri kufinal, uye payakarohwa neFrance zvoratidza kuti Croatia chikoro chakasimba pamitambo yenhabvo, asi Brazil ine mbiri yavo ndeyekare, uye Brazil ine vatambi vane mukurumbira, asi izvozvo hazvinei kuti ndiri muri nani. Croatia mukatarisa chikwata chatamba neBrazil nhasi, vakawanda vanga vachitambira chikwata cheCroatia vanga varipo muna 2018 pakasvika chikwata cheCroatia kufinal yeWorld Cup pavaitamba neFrance. Saka izvo zvoreva kuti vanoziva zvaanoita. Izvi hazvishamisi zvikuru kuti chikwata cheCroatia chakunda Brazil.
Mm-hmm. If you can just go into Ndebele and give us your analysis of the match that we just watched, where Brazil was knocked out of the World Cup today on penalties.
Kumdlalo weWorld Cup ka-2018 iqembu lafika kufinal yeWorld Cup 2018 iCroatia. Konoko kutshengisa ukuthi bangingcitshi kwezomdlalo wengugu, kodwa iBrazil ngoba inabadlali abanamabizo amakhulu, abantu abaningi basuka bakhangelele ukuthi ingxenye yeliqembu elingcono, kodwa iBrazil ingekho ku-2018. Kungakhangela abadlali kade bekhona namhlanje, abaningi bakhona babekhona kufinal yeWorld Cup 2018. ngakho ke ikhosi yona nxa ingelabizo ingelandulela kodwa liqembu elingcono kwezomdlalo wenguqu ikhosi khanyele ukuthi namhlanje banqobile abekhoshe lanxa bengakhangelelwanga ukuthi baliqembu elingcono odlula iBrazil.
Mm-hmm. Going into the upcoming match that everybody is now waiting to watch, Argentina versus the Netherlands, what do you think will come out of that match, bearing in mind what we just witnessed in the first quarterfinal match between Brazil and Croatia?
I think that this year's World Cup is not necessarily about reputation, but it's about performance. And if you do not perform, if you think that your yesteryear reputation will deliver, then you are wrong. Let's look at the shocks. Let's look at what happened between Saudi Arabia and Argentina. Let's look at the likes of Morocco and Belgium. So today it will be about how they perform and the tactics on the day of the match. End of the day, I believe that personally, I think because Argentina has Lionel Messi and he's always the driving factor of his nation, personally, I think that Argentina will prevail. I'm not a bad side, he's a very good coach, an experienced coach who has taken Netherlands to the summit of this contest. But at the end of the day, because of quality, because of the way they have been playing in recent competitions, remember they are the champions of Copa America. I think by virtue of their recent form, Argentina will prevail.
Mm-hmm. Please stay on the line, but before I let you go, if you could say the same thing in Ndebele for the benefit of those following us on VOA Ndebele, what's your take on the upcoming match between Argentina and the Netherlands?
Argentina abaningi bakhangelele ukuthi khona liqembu elikhangelele ukuthi umdlalo wabo onendimela enkulu uLionel Messi nguye ongenza ukuthi into zenzakale. Kodwa nxa uLionel Messi ingamvimbela ukuthi adlale ngendlela akhangelele ngayo, mhlawumbe into ayihambi alisengizihambe kuhle. Kodwa okungenza ukuthi i-Argentina inqobe ukuthi nasikhangele imidlalo akade beyidlala okweminyaka edluleyo, sizabona ukuthi yibo ababendumela e-South America, njalo ngendlela i-Netherlands ekade idlala ngayo, i-Argentina itshengisele ukuba ngcono kule Netherlands ngoba balabadlali abangcono kulabe Argentina abaningi bakhona. Sesimkhulumile uLionel Messi, kulabanye njalo abanjengabo Di Maria and nabo Martinez, yibo abakhangelele ukuthi bengancedisa iqembu le-Argentina ukuba liphumelele phezu kweqembu le-Netherlands. Netherlands ye umqeqeshi wabo Louis van Gaal unendumela enkulu, njalo uyazi ikakhulu ngezemidlalo ye-World Cup, kodwa angikholwa ukubana lokho kuzenza ukubana wanqobe iqembu le-Argentina. Nxa ngingakhuluma ngikhangele umdlalo wabo bobabili, i-Argentina ne-Netherlands, ngombono wami ngibona kani i-Netherlands izanqoba iqembu i-Argentina izanqoba iqembu le
Mm-hmm. Please stay on the line. I understand we have a live caller, Mkoma Gamu, Varipanare. Hello, Mkoma Gamu, makadi enyu. Ai watiri wadi tipewo fungwa zenyu. Tukuona mitambo hii iliku kata pare jino. Munoona sei juru kuitika ikoko.
Mitambo yake yakato marara. Tukuona matine mahombe. Teo teo wazibosewa kumusha ni madi.
Mm-hmm. Imi muri kuona muri kupi?
Ndiri kuona ndiri kupoteni za South Africa.
Okay, saka maka muri kusapota chikwata chipi apa?
Ndiri ndiri kufamba zvangu nechikwata cheArgentina.
Okay, saka makatogarira kuti muone mutambo uri kuuya nguva inotevera.
Ya, ndakatomira chikwata changu uri ndichiona chirova komana inedzanzi chinobva 2-0.
Oh, maisa 2-0 ndo yamunofunga kuti ndo ichaitika.
Aiwa, ndo yandofunga ndo zvapenzika.
Aiwa, pakanaka mukoma. Ko vamwe vari kuchema chema vachiti vamwe vanhu vari kudyirwa mari panyaya idzodzi dzekuti vanenge vabheja mari kuma betting houses. Zviri kuitika here kwamugereko?
Aizvatanda zvingura zvamusofa kwandiri.
Aiwa, pakanaka kana imi musiri kupinda mune izvozvo tinofara nazvo. Uye zvetinoti good luck kwamuri pachikwata chenyu chamuri kushuwira imi cheArgentina matimu unoona vachidya Netherlands 2-0. Toti good luck kwamuri mukoma, muve ne weekend yakanaka.
Aiwa, maikamba sakana nemi amoyo ne weekend yakanaka.
Aiwa, musarambe musanete kuramba muchidzoka ipo pano pachirongwa chenyu cheVOA Shona Live Talk. Aiwa, bye-bye. We were hearing there from our caller who is saying that he's putting his money on Argentina and even has a score. He says he thinks Argentina will score 2-0 for Netherlands. Regate zokere kuna vamutau. Vamutau, maamuru kunzuwa shangashu kutau rwaninya anzwi zedu. Zinowani kwa idzo zichise ya nyaya idzo zize mitambo. Asi imi sesanga nuraka mirira vatigirive navu. Shaka kosha sei kuti shikwata shuwane vatigirive navu. Vane nge vari munandarum
vachigirwe nhabvu vanoita kuti zvo iyo vacho vanenge vachitamba vanzwe manyawi vanonzwa vane rimwe simba rinobva mukuimbwa munenge muchiitwa mukudeedzerwa pavanenge vatadza pai zvinovapa simba rekuti vatambe haringambonaki zebhora kuti ritambwe makanyararwa vangori maplayers 22 oke.
Saka pari zvino muri kuonawo zvakaita zvakamira sei muZimbabwe, vanhu vari kuungana here vari muzvikwata muzvikwata kana kuti munhu ari kungozvionera ari kumba?
Vanhu vatanga kuungana sezva muri kuona kwasvika mumabhora makota finals. Vanhu vanenge vakaungana vari mubhawa nedzimwe nzvimbo dziri kuburita bhora mune makazara vamusha.
Aiwa, pakanaka. Rambai makabata, regai tiende kuna Tandazani. Tandazani, if you can just come in.
It is true that this is a different period, especially as far as football is concerned. And it has affected the sequence of people's livelihoods, because every time there is a football match or their football meetings that have to do with the World Cup, people have to change their timetables. The World Cup is being taken seriously, despite the fact that we did not participate, but people have a keen interest in the goings on. And whenever there are matches, you can tell that something is happening as far as football is concerned.
If you can say the same thing in Eastern Ndebele, please.
Abantu bakumele eZimbabwe bayajabula kakhulu ukuthi ngalesi sikhathi kunemidlalo ye-World Cup, njalo kuyatshengisela ukubana kukhona okwenzakalayo, njalo bayalandela imidlalo ye-World Cup. Uzabona ukuthi khona nxa kule mdlalo owenzakalayo bayabuthana belandele leyo mdlalo, njalo kulokuhlangana kwabantu abaningi ezicukwini belandela leyo mdlalo. Akufanani besene isikhathi ma kungena midlalo ye-World Cup. Kutshengisa ukuthi khona nanxa iqembu leZimbabwe lingadlalanga emidlalweni ye-World Cup, kodwa abantu balokulandela leyo mdlalo ekhona eQatar.
Thank you very much there. But some people are complaining that they've been having a lot of power cuts, so some were not able to watch some of the matches. What are you seeing on the ground? Hello, Tandazani?
It is unfortunate. It is really unfortunate that in some parts there is no power and people are not able to follow the matches in the comfort of their households. But I can assure you that, especially in the central business district, there is power. Be it from the conventional sources, if not, then there are others with solar energy, and people are able to follow the World Cup from those sources. So
thank
as far
you.
As the World Cup matches are concerned,
thank
the
you
majority
so
of
much.
People are able to follow matches compared.
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, there is no extra time. We can't even go into penalties for this show. So I'd like to say thank you to both my guests and also to Alois Bunjira, who was here with us, and also to our caller who called in. That brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank all our guests and, of course, you, our viewers and listeners. Be sure to tune in next week. I am Marvelous Mtanganya here in Washington, saying good night, Zimbabwe, and don't forget to keep on watching the World Cup.